go through any congressional directory, and there's little chance you'd find any members who list labor leader as a resume item. But that, in fact, is what we learned when NTEU President Colleen Kelly introduced Chairman Lynch at Wednesday's luncheon for the union's legislative conference.
The congressman understands our situation firsthand as union leaders. He understands that very well because he ably served for many years as the president of the Iron Workers Union Local 7. There you go.
In fact, Lynch joked that not only does he have ties to organized labor, he has ties to one of the federal agencies that's now under the purview of his subcommittee.
Actually, I didn't think they would give me the chairmanship of this committee because it covers the post office. I actually have 17 family members between my in-laws. My brother-in-law, Kevin, is a letter carrier. You know, my cousin Danny is a mail handler. You know, there's all kinds of clerks. It's, you know, having so many federal employees in my family and post office employees in my family, they are not shy about letting me know just exactly what's wrong with the way things they see in the workplace.
On a more serious note, Lynch recalled that he was elected to Congress in 2001 and says the last 8 years have been tough for anyone, including a lawmaker, who is a strong advocate for organized labor and federal workers.
I have been particularly frustrated since I got here to Washington with the previous administration. I just remember the way the previous administration responded, you know, to everything. After 9/11, they were determined that security officers, TSA, they should not have the right to collectively bargain on their behalf because the work they were doing was so central to the United States security, which just stood common sense on its head. Here are the people who are most committed to the safety of this country and defending our rights, and yet they aren't being given the basic decency and the right to fair representation in the workplace. It's just it's backwards. And then we had Katrina, and I had worked down in New Orleans, so I was one of the first members of Congress to get down there after the storm hit. And the first thing that the administration did after Katrina was instituted a waiver of the minimum wage requirement. They thought, okay, these people are up to their necks in water. The thing we need to do most in this world is suspend the minimum wage so we can get workers in there at a lower wage to help with those repairs. Now, how insane is that?
Chairman Lynch says one of his priorities in the coming session will be strengthening protections for whistleblowers.
And as chairman of the subcommittee that has jurisdiction over the Merit System Protection Board and the Office of Special Counsel, both of which need to be reauthorized, I will include provisions in their reauthorization to further ensure that those protections for our federal employees who disclose information regarding government waste, fraud, and abuse are not retaliated against.
Lynch also says he backs one of NTEU's top priorities, getting collective bargaining rights for workers with the Transportation Security Administration, something opposed outright by the Bush administration. He says his subcommittee will hold a markup session later this month for the Federal Employees Paid Parental Leave Act, which was approved in the House last session but stalled in the Senate. The bill has been reintroduced in this session. Following his speech, we talked to Chairman Lynch about a bill he introduced in the House yesterday, H.R. 1263, the Federal Retirement Reform Act of 2009. The measure calls for the automatic enrollment of new feds in the Thrift Savings Plan with investments automatically enrolled in the G Fund.
Basically, what's driving this is that we're, while we have a fully funded system, there have been instances in recent history where administrations in the past have tapped into that. That fund for various purposes. And I think what a lot of the retirees are voicing is a concern that, especially today, with the tremendous pressure on our economy and on the government in particular, they are concerned that perhaps it might be looked to again to draw off resources that might, in fact, leave federal retirees exposed to some uncertainty. And so what I would like to do is to make sure that that the the benefits that are due to all the federal employees, and the stability of that system itself remains intact, and that we resist any type of change that could put that stability in jeopardy.
We also asked Lynch to talk about the appointment of John Berry to head the Office of Personnel Management and Lynch's hopes for the agency.
Well, I think it's fair to say that the previous administration was dismissive, I think is the word to use, of collective bargaining rights, of the basic decency and dignity and respect owed to federal employees. I don't think I'm being too harsh in that analysis. And I think that much more can be gained by cooperation and innovation. And I think that that this administration will take a more cooperative approach. And I'm not saying they won't be able to accomplish what they want, but I think they'll do it in a smart way, you know, capitalizing on the experience and the expertise of these federal employees. I think you can get a lot done. There's no one that knows the system better than they do. You know, if you can channel that experience and help morale and create that team approach to things, you know, there's really nothing that we can't accomplish.
Lynch also says he is participating in talks with the White House to reestablish the federal labor management councils that had been in place during the Clinton administration, which were immediately disbanded 8 years ago by the Bush White House. At the L'Enfant Plaza Hotel in Southwest Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.